Despite its conservative face, the ag industry is full of queer agriculturalists like dairy farmer Jim Shore and his husband Trey Robinson. This may surprise you, like it does many of the people Robinson and Shore introduce themselves to, or it may not. Either way, it's apparent the big reason the two get so many shocked reactions when they say they're married in ag settings is not that they're the only gay couple within the industry, it's just that the subject isn't really talked about. That's where a group of Chico State College of Agriculture alumni come in. They've recently created a summit where LGBTQ agriculturalists and their allies can gather to talk about what it means to be queer and working in agriculture. The first Cultivating Change Summit took place last summer in Atlanta, Georgia. This summer, though, it will be in Sacramento. As the nation's top ag-producing state, California was a purposeful choice, explains Summit co-founder Jesse Eller.
With that many agriculturalists in one location, I think that we have this poised position to be able to truly be the leader within the ag space.
Not just in what and how California produces, he says.
But also how we set the stage for what people are like within the industry and how we celebrate people of diverse backgrounds within agriculture, because the ag industry is extremely diverse.
Cultivating Change will be 4 days of TED-style talks and workshops, including ones for individual agriculture sectors like education, government and public service, production, and urban agriculture. Eller hopes attendees leave feeling more connected to industry allies and less alone.
There's that idea of being visible to the industry, to let them know that, there are queer agriculturalists in this industry, and we are doing amazing things.
Sitting in a small barn office at his dairy on the outskirts of Chico, Jim Schwartz says he thinks the industry is starting to change its perspective. For example, he says he's been elected delegate for several dairy organizations, he has friends within the industry, and that people he didn't expect have even come to his defense.
Well, that would not have happened 30 or 40 years ago.
He says when he first came out back then, things were a lot different.
There were still a lot of snickers and, whisperings and, the raw jokes and what have you. But it's like now society is starting to turn around and accepting people for who they are and what they contribute to the society.
Shore's husband Robinson, though, says even with all that, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. He hopes the Cultivating Change Summit and other diversity education will help continue the conversation and maybe even create a new one. The one where when he and Shore are in an agriculture setting, they get to introduce themselves by saying,
"This is my wife or husband, and don't bat an eye. I hope we come to a day when we can do the same," and Jim say, "This is my husband," and we just keep it moving and have a great conversation, have a good dinner or whatever. But we're not there yet.
For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.